In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the mini abdominoplasty. This is, in fact, not just one operation, but multiple different variations. We can include diastasis recti repair, vasa liposuction in the operation as well as some hernia repairs as well. We can also trim the mons pubis area. Find out all about the mini abdominoplasty in this podcast. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beldholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS, specialist surgeon, and have a medical registration number of MAD00011862074. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy. These surgeries range from abdominoplasty, which is a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy, a body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, arm lift, or thighplasty, which is inner thigh lift. I will also discuss breast surgery in the context of changes post-weight loss and changes post-pregnancy. I'm going to initially go through the basics of this operation and the benefits and negatives as well, and then we'll go through a little bit more in detail. What is the mini abdominoplasty? So basically, the mini abdominoplasty is an abdominoplasty that doesn't reposition the belly button. So it mainly focuses on the lower abdomen, excision of loose skin without repositioning of the umbilicus. So mainly lower abdomen, may repair lower abdominal muscle separation. The incision for the mini abdominoplasty can vary depending on how much loose skin you have and where that loose skin is. Generally, it's from hip to hip, or maybe a little bit less. Might be, again, if you have a small amount of overhang over a C-section cut, it will be a little bit bigger than a C-section. Now, what are the different variations of the mini abdominoplasty? Now, this is important to know that the mini abdominoplasty actually has multiple different variations and different options for you, and can be customized to several different people. So you have the skin-only mini abdominoplasty. So that's very basically if you have a little bit of overhang on a C-section cut, or you have a small amount of overhang in the lower abdomen, we can resect the skin only. And this can include resection some of the mons pubis as well, and lifting that area up as well. The mini abdominoplasty with vasa liposuction. This is a great option if you have a little bit of lower abdominal skin looseness and some excess fat that you want to get rid of as well. So we can do liposuction throughout the abdomen, the flank, the sides, and then tighten the skin in the lower abdomen. The mini abdominoplasty with diastasis recti repair. Now, generally, if you have diastasis recti, which is the muscle separation, it's in the upper abdomen as well as lower abdomen. But sometimes there is isolated muscle separation in the lower abdomen only. So if you're having a mini abdominoplasty and you have muscle separation in the lower abdomen only, then we can fix that as part of that operation. And we can add a vasa liposuction as part of that as well. Now, mini abdominoplasty with hernia repair. So inguinal hernias are very common, so or femoral hernias in women especially. This can be repaired as part of the mini abdominoplasty, as we're doing in quite a large incision compared to what we normally would do for a hernia repair. So we can get to the inguinal hernias and do that as part of the mini abdominoplasty as well as femoral hernias. The mini abdominoplasty with mons pubis repair. So mons pubis, which is the fatty area above the pubis, can be saggy, can be excessive, bulgy, and we can minimize that area with a mini abdominoplasty. So those are all the little variations. So what was that? I'm not sure. 6 or 7 variations. And obviously all that variations can be combined into other operations. So, you know, there's a lot of things we can customize in the mini abdominoplasty. Who is the mini abdominoplasty for? As we have talked about, there's a significant amount of variation in the options for the mini abdominoplasty. What I usually see is, normally what I have, I usually have post-weight loss patients and post-pregnancy patients. Now, for the post-weight loss that have lost a significant amount of skin, generally the mini abdominoplasty is not very good because it doesn't remove that much excess skin, and usually it's not an option that we discuss very much. However, in the post-pregnancy patients, it can be a really good option, especially if the loose skin is in the lower abdomen or the muscle separation is in the lower abdomen, or you have a C-section cut that have overhanging skin. So and a lot of moms also have an excess mons pubis area. So a mini abdominoplasty, in my experience, tend to be mainly for the post-pregnancy patients that I see. Now, what is the recovery like for a mini abdominoplasty? Again, it does vary because it's not just one operation. For example, the skin-only one that we're just resecting a small amount of skin that's overhanging the C-section cut. You know, you're going home the same day, it takes an hour to do, you're probably back to being reasonably normal within 1 and 2 weeks. If we're doing the vessel liposuction across the whole abdomen, we're repairing muscle separation, we're doing hernias, you can expect the recovery to be a lot longer, and obviously the operation will take a lot longer to do as well, and the recovery may be up to 3 to 4 weeks after that operation. Now, what about the mini abdominoplasty versus the full abdominoplasty? Generally, if you have, so the mini abdominoplasty is, the benefits of that is that it's a smaller operation, it's quicker recovery. We're not repositioning belly button, so you're not going to have a scar around the belly button. You're still going to have tight skin on the lower abdomen. We can still add liposuction. We can still repair hernias and some muscle separation. However, the biggest thing is that if you have loose skin in the upper abdomen, which is a very high proportion of patients, if you have muscle separation in the upper abdomen, if you're post weight loss, then generally I find that the results from the mini tummy tucks are fairly poor. You don't get the tight skin, you don't remove enough skin, you don't really, you might tighten the lower abdomen, but then you have loose skin that is excessive in the upper abdomen. So generally, for most patients, I find that the full abdominoplasty is a better option to get a better cosmetic result. But again, it all depends on what you want and what your expectations are and what your loose skin, muscle separation, fat, etc. is as well. So thank you for listening. Hope you have found this useful. Leave some comments. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700. Or you can book online. You see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00111862-74, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, specialist registering in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee, you're not guaranteed the same result, that is, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.